Tov. So in Tivot Olam de Maral is really talking about like the eternal pathways of life. There are 32 pathways here. That's why it's Lev Netivot. And we're in Netivat Mimut. This is what we're exploring now. Netivat Mimut is really an interesting one. Now, what the Maharal does in every one of these Netivim that he speaks about, he starts off with a Pasuk of Mishlei. Pasuk from Shlomo HaMelech, who really was had all the Netivot, right? That was the whole idea of Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech was Ben David. He was the closest to be Mashiach Ben David. He was supposed to be. Pathways from the word of the right. And the book is called Netivot Olam, which can either mean the pathways of the world, or also Olam also means eternal, right? So the eternal pathways, the pathways to reach the eternal life. Right?
How do we know that Shlomo had all the Netivot?
We talk about Shlomo being Chacham Mikol Adam, right? And he knew all the stuff. In Kohelet, he mentions that he knew all the pathways of the Torah, right? And when we say that Shlomo Melech knew the language of animals, not necessarily all of Chazal understand that he actually can speak, but that he was so in tuned to all their mannerisms and everything that they embodied that he knew exactly what they were communicating, right? Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of things. But what the Maharal does is he takes about a pasuk from Mishlei that really embodies what this attribute is talking about, and then he develops it in a really beautiful way. So let's see what right away he says. Okay, say for Mishlei, ki yesharim yishchenu aretz utmimim yutruba v'rashaim. Okay. So the Yesharim, they dwell in the land, and the Tamimim, Yatru, from the word Notar, are even more embedded into the land, right?
They will be. That's future. No.
What?
It's future, no?
Yeah. Well, all of these are future. Meaning the Yesharim, right? When they're Yesharim, then they get to dwell in the land,
mm-hmm.
right? And the Tamimim. Right, the Yitzimimim even better. The Yotruba, like even they're so part and parcel of reality that they're going to be there even after it's gone. Right, they're not on the land. They're not dwelling in the land. Right, the Yesharim are dwelling in the land. The Tamimim, right? Great, we're going to develop that. Okay, Tamim is a simple understanding. Is simple. Another understanding is Shalem, complete. Okay, and we're going to talk about that because Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram, "Metalech lefanai v'yatamim." Right. And we have a pasuk in the Torah that says Tamim Tehem Hashem Elokecha. Okay, so there's a lot of understanding here. And Yaakov is Ish Tam Yoshev Alim. Okay, Noach Ish Tzadik Tamei Bedorotav. We're going to talk about this. Okay, so let's see. And then he says Rashaim Me'eretz Karetu. The Rashaim get cut off from the land. Ubogdim, and people who are betraying, but also from the word the begid is something that's on top of you. It's not part of who you are, right? It's not embedded into you. So there are the tzaddikim and the tamimim, the yisharim, yishchenu aretz. They're really one, but the rashaim yikartu. They get cut off, or they're the bogdim, the people who are not one with themselves. They're just the external garment. Yeschum yimenu. They from the word sach, which means is gone, just vaporizes, leaves, fades, no longer. Okay. So Shlomo HaMelech Alav Shalom, Balevayir Malat HaYosher Umalat HaTmimut. He's coming to explain to us. So in one pasuk, the Maharal is going to like take like 20 psukim to like paragraphs to unpack this. But what the Maharal does in Tivot Olam, which is phenomenal, he's only going to be quoting Mamre Chazal. And the Maharal was very versed in Kabbalah and everything, but all he wants to show you is that all you need to know about this Midah or any other Midah, Chazal already said it everywhere. We just have to bring it from different places and give you a Shulchan Aruch, right? You have to set the table, because at the end of the day, the Torah is not going to just, the Chazal's idea is not to give you like a list of everything, because they want you to embody all, right? And not just pick and choose whatever's easy. But the Maharal, what he's doing for us is he's bringing all the ideas of Chazal, and you'll see he's going to quote everywhere. Like, we're going to go Gemaras and Midrashim, and like throughout the book, he just goes everywhere you want to explain, okay? So what he's going to do is he's like this, okay? V'efresh asher yesh ben shtei hamidot halalu, and the difference between the two, ki b'chol makom nizkar b'yachad. Oh, everywhere they're always brought together. Tom veYosher Yitzirani, right? Tamim veYashar are here together. Shomer Tam veYosher, they come together. So there is a difference. So what is the difference? V'chein harbe veYakov nikra Yishtam veYanikra Yishurun. Yaakov is also called Yishtam. He's also called Yishurun. V'shneim neemarim al asher einam yotzim min haraui. They're both being said about a person who doesn't come out of what doesn't try to manipulate what is right. Doesn't try to come out of what is truly him. Right? He's not trying to be the manipulator. Right? Yaakov is very much contrasted to his brother Esav, who's what? Who's the conqueror, who always wants to get more. And Yaakov is the person who just wants to experience and be. Right? He just wants to have. Right? So, and yeah, it's really contrasting because it's beautiful. Because the first time we hear of Esav, after he's grown up, is he comes back from the field, from hunting, right, from conquering, and he's very tired. Very tired. So go to sleep. No, I'm a conqueror. I have FOMO. But if I go to sleep, then I'm useless. Now give me food, and I conquer this food. And he gobbles it down because he's a conqueror. He can experience what is. And Yaakov is, opportunity presents itself where his brother wants something. So let's play this out. Let's see what happens. What could happen? Let me ask him if he wants to sell his bechorah. Says yes. Great. Says no. See what happens. Okay. I'm not trying to push my agenda. And it's beautiful because the next parsha over contrasts Yaakov and Esav, because the first time we ever hear of anybody going to sleep in the Torah. Right? Yaakov goes to sleep. Right? I go to sleep. Yeah. He came. He went to sleep. Why? Because.
But we know.
That's it.
In a case of Zvu,
I'm not trying to push my agenda.
So clearly, suffix secretia.
I'm just trying to be me.
That's what.
So why don't we say something?
Like,
right. They don't leave what's right. They're not trying to manipulate. He's going to say that further about the people are trying to the Rashaim, right? The word Rasha, right? Chazal say is an acronym. Do you know, ever heard the acronym of Rasha?
No.
Ratzon Shel Atzmo.
What do we say?
I only do whatever I want.
No, it wasn't the Taz.
I'm looking out for number one. Whatever happens to you, I don't care. That's a Rasha. Rasha. Right? What does the tzaddik do? He does what's the tzad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashim Shalom Mecha'al Tikra Ma Elamea. Right? And the tzaddik, he's on what side is he on? What tzad is he on? The tzad of Mea. What? Yeah. That's it. Right? So the Rasha is the Ratzon Shel Atzmo. He's the one that wants to do, that is doing whatever he wants. And the Bogdim, right, are the people who are deceitful. And it's even more so because the pasuk that talks about Tamim Tiyeh Hashem Elokecha in the Torah is a pasuk that talks about the seven nations. And you're not supposed to be like the seven nations, because what are they? I know it's difficult. It's difficult. Yeah.
Time?
Yeah.
Why is suffix secretion not suffix
deraita l'chumra? The question of suffix deraita l'chumra is a whole different realm of what do we do with the deraita. But the question is, but the suffix secretion is because the Torah only allowed malach and machshevet, and if it's a suffix, how could it be malach and machshevet? So even if it's a secretion, even if it's a secretion of the nichale, you can't say that it's a malach and machshevet. Beautiful. If there's a suffix.
So the deraita is only malach and machshevet. Oh, malach and machshevet
that's
right
Torah. Right.
So it's a din Shabbos.
Okay, so the concept is right. Suffix secretia almost always regards to Shabbos, and sometimes it regards to other stuff that the Torah also has different ramifications of, in terms of like chas v'shalom killing. If can you close a box if you're going to suffocate an animal? I mean, suffix, if I have to check every single cabinet that I have to make sure that there's no bugs in there because I might close it and they might die. So suffix secretia. If you close it and then there's an animal in there, it's going to suffocate and die. But this is suffix, and that's not my intent of killing it, so it's not killing. So you would be allowed to close. Well, the question of pata here, it's not a question of pata vaser. Here it's a question of are you doing what the Torah told you not to do, and you're not killing animals, you're closing a cabinet, and if that happens, that happens. I mean, this plays into Shabbos, into Tzedah. Tzedah has a lot of suffix segregation.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, great. So going back to this idea, the pasuk, I forget which parsha it is. Somewhere in my mind says Re, but I don't know why. Talks about that you're the seven nations and how God says you're not. When you go into Eretz Yisrael, don't be like the seven nations. They are Menachshim, Menachesh, and Meonein, and all these other stuff. They're necromancers. There's all these bad things, right? And you Tamim Tiyeh Hashem Elokecha, right? Because these people, I'm throwing them out of land. Wow, because Baruch is korate otam. Why? Because their people are trying to necromancy, trying to manipulate the reality. And you're going to be tamim tei Hashem lekecha. You have to be tamim, right? And Yaakov is this tamim. Not only Yaakov is this tamim, but Avram Avinu, because Baruch tells him, etalech lefanai v'yatamim. Yeah, I want you to walk before me, and it's Mr. Avram Avinu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him that after the bris, after the covenant. And Chazal said, what does it mean, etalech lefanai v'yatamim? It's a mashal for a king who's standing on riding his horse, and he has a servant who's walking in front of him with a candle, leading the way. What? Avram is leading the way for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because when you're tamim, you're not trying to lead him on your way. You're leading him on the way. There is no my way. I don't even perceive it as I'm leading him. That would be the silliest thing. He's the king. I'm serving him. But yeah, but you're walking in front of him. Oh, that's a stupid perception. And that's a perception of a manipulator, of a rasha, of a boged. Okay? Telach lefanai v'yatamim is happens after the bris milah, because when you're able to be in a bris is when you're able to remove the foreskin and allow yourself to be vulnerable. Only when you're vulnerable are you able to be in a relationship. But if you're constantly trying to keep your guard up, then you can't be tamim. Right? So you know the tamim, you're gonna take advantage of him. Yeah, remember when Esav sends Eliphaz to kill Yaakov, and Yaakov says, "Well, how about you just take my money? Because I'm a dead man anyway." Right? And Esav, right? He's a dead man without money, without anything. He's a dead man because how he can't manipulate the reality, he can't conquer anything without money. And Eliphaz says, "Okay, I'll take all your money." And he goes to his dad and he says, "Killed him. I took all his money." And Esav's like, "Yeah, dead man." And then was Yaakov? And then when they meet up later, Esav says, "What? What is all this?" And he goes, "Well, bemakli avarti tayardein." Right? Like, you know, I didn't try to manipulate the reality. I just tried to experience where it's going. I went on the path that it showed me, on the nativ that it was. I wasn't trying to manipulate anything. So, yeah. Now I have a lot more than I ever left with. Right? Same reality of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right? And we spoke about this a little bit in the Inshallah Shittas. Vayiten ha'amet chen Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim, they saw chen in the Jewish people. What are you talking about? Yeah, because their stance on life is a stance of, like, you know, we're here to experience this journey. Right? Because Baruch Hu, well, you don't see the Jewish, I mean, today maybe, Chas Shalom, you have a lot of Jews who complain, well, I could have just brought Makkah Bechor right away. Like, why do I have to go through all this? Well, you know, don't you get it? Through a journey. Right? There'll be some people who are upset that there are Palestinians in Israel because Baruch Hu brought us back after 2,000 years, we waited so long, now it's all this mess. Don't you get it? That's the whole point.
Yeah.
It's for you to go through that and emerge totally different. There was never anybody in the history of the world that has been treating enemies as neighbors. Who ever did that? Yeah, Gil.
The whole thing with the Yaakov and Esau. When Esau says, like, come with me to Mount Seir.
Yeah.
I'll get there.
All right, I have to go. L'regila melecha, l'regila iladim. I have to take the long way. I have to, and children. Children. Yeah, children. They just slow you down. Get rid of children. Yeah. No, I'm in a rush. I'm not trying to get there, because once I'm there, then what did I do? Then I'm bored. Then what do I do? Right? No, I'm not trying to get there. There's no there. Lech lecha el archereka. And does God ever tell Avram that they're there? No.
What?
We're not there. We're going. It's the journey of life. This is the right. So says the Maral in a beautiful passage. He says, "Vayefresh asher benehem ki hayashar mitzat zichlo v'chokhmato mitbonen la'asot hayashar." The yashar, he's gazing with his, using his intellect to see what is the right way, right? What is the right way? Batamim, who sheolech baderech hayashar me'atzmo, b'li shum itbonenut. The tamim doesn't look at what is the best way and then just does it. The tamim just goes. He doesn't see there's a path and there's me and I'm going on, I'm choosing to go on this path. He's just like, this is all one. Yeah, it's like modern science when they're like, whoa, well, every study you're going to do is going to be affected by the perceiver of the study. Of course, because what are you, the perceiver, if not an emerging property of this? You are this. How can you not affect this by perceiving it? Didn't you just come from these molecules? Aren't you the same build as these emerging properties? Right? Something happens, which is life. Hayashar me'atzmo. Lishum itbonut rakolech bedarkov betmimut. V'Yakov hayalo shtei midot shenikra Yaakov ishtam v'nikra Yishurun gamken. He had two midos. The midah of tamim. What?
Yishurun chazal or pasuk?
Pasuk. Yishma Yishurun v'ivat. It's talking about Am Yisrael. Talking about Kasher. Shimcha Yishurun. No. It's in the same with Yisrael in the same pasukim where Kadosh Baruch Hu calls him Yisrael. right? But Yeshua and Yisrael, it's the same thing. What's Yisrael? Yashar El, right? I'm going straight to two, right? It's Yisharun is like straightforward, right? And we said this today, like, be straightforward. Why are you going around? Right, just be straight. Be straight with me. Be frank. I don't know where frank came from. It's probably the English translation from Yisrael. Be frank. Right? Frank Sinatra. Okay, so what's this idea?
Frank Sinatra's about my way.
Lo avanti.
Frank Sinatra has a song. I did it my way.
Yeah. Well, you know the famous bumper sticker that I saw in Utah once. It says the bumper sticker said, it's Yahweh or the highway. I was like, that's good Mormons. Good shtick. If only they knew the right pronunciation. But it's fine. Right. Fine. So Frank, he did it his way, which is the question is, when he said I did it my way, does he mean the ultimate I, the great I am, or does he mean my narrative? Kidvarim, Shel Atzmo, Ayano Hegbetmimut, Daino Davar, Shumagia Latzmo. Very Magimil Achirim, Beze Noro Yetimut. When it comes to just me, in my perception, in my life, then it's Tmimus. Right? I just do. But I can't go with Tmimus when it comes to other people. Right? So I would rather work my immune system and not take medicine and build my immune system so it's going to be stronger. So I'm going to do that for my kids? That's stupid. I can't even my kids be tamim. I can't decide for my kids that they're going to be tamim. Right? So I would love to, like, you know, I never walk around with a wallet, never have money. It's like, I got the problem. Right? I tell my wife, like, we're going to have no money anymore. No bank accounts. It's like, figure it out. And like, you can't impose tamimus on another person. That's already a bogeyed. Because you can have their tamimus. They're going to be their tamimus. And there comes Yasha. This is Yasha, right? What is the right thing for them? Not what is the right thing for me, right? I'm not the what is I want to be the right thing for them. No, you're going to be an engineer. Right, that was my dream. Kids are not a tool that we use in order to bring forth properties of ourselves that didn't emerge when we were children. Kids are not tools. So the difference between the tamim and the yashar, tamim is within my own realm, and I have to be a yashar when I deal with other people. So when Yaakov is just Yaakov, then he can be ishtam. But once he already has children and family and kids and the whole thing, he has to become Yisrael, has to become yashar. Can't already be tamim. Tamim is, right? So he says, ubeze shayach, shemitbonen besichlo lasot hayashar. Umikom makom shtei amidot kasher hu eino zar min hayosher ve'araui, chad mitzad atzmo betimu darko, v'sheni mitzad sichlo hu bucheret hayashar. That's the yasha. Where I'm using my brain to figure out what is best. And tamim is I'm not using my brain. It's just simple. Right? You know, it's like Az Yashir. It says Az Yashir, right? So Chazal say, what do you mean Az Yashir? Az is past tense. Yashir is further tense. So Rashi says, I'll tell you, it's very simple. Az, it came up in Moshe Rabbeinu's heart to sing. It just naturally came out. And then Yashir, and he did it. Oh, wait.
What?
I thought pshat meant is that he saw the great miracle and then he responded. Oh, no, Rashi says. No, you missed it. I think Moshe was responding to a miracle. No, Moshe had a simple desire. He wanted to sing and he sang. It wasn't a reactive thing. It was an integrational thing. It was a natural reaction. Right? It was a natural, this is where I am right now. I saw this, and now I want to praise God on a deeper level. It's like the Torah says, Yisrael alu b'machshava tchila. What does that mean, alu b'machshava tchila? God did not think of us. I think God wanted to create us. I think he thought of it. I think he contemplated, like, that's a good idea. No, it was Allah b'machshava. It was the most natural thing, if you can ever abstract what it means for God to contemplate things. But he didn't think about it. Allah b'machshava. It just elevated itself into God's thought.
Right? So too, God, Allah b'machshava tchila b'Yisrael.
Interesting. But so too, right?
So too, no, I'm saying.
Right, so too, like from Avram.
God's,
right.
It's like we're God's like base thought, so too God's our base thought.
Going back to the Midrash and Avram, that he saw Bira Dolekes. And he said there must be Balabira. There has to be Balabira, right? There can't be. He saw an estate with the lights on or on fire. Different understanding of the Midrash, very deep differences. An estate. And Doleket. And half of Chazal are going to say, Doleket means the lights run. Somebody turn on the lights. Can't, the lights on, no one's home. The other person says, no, Doleket, it's on fire. Why isn't anybody putting out their estate? So different understandings of what Avraham Avinu was actually seeing. But right, that's what he's saying. Right? Answer but Alav Machshavat Chila says, you know, this is the Rambam's, what is it? Avodah Zara, Yisodei HaTorah, Avraham Avinu, right? Miyaz shenigmal leitan ze, etchil leshotet v'da'ato. Right? You know the Rambam, this famous Rambam. It says, I think it's Abu Azara or Yisodei HaTorah. Meaz shenigmal leitan ze, when he weaned off nursing, etchil leshotet v'da'ato. And then he understood that there's to be a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And then he says, Begil Shivim, and he was 70, he believed in God. Like a famous Rambam. And obviously, the most important part of that Rambam is Shenigmal Tanze. As long as you're dependent on others, you can't be Meshotet Bedato. You're not, because you can't be Tamim, as long as you're dependent on others. That's why the only time Avram ever throws a party, anybody know? Biyomi Gamelet Yitzchak. It's only when you wean off. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu is weaning us off. Miracles. Since, right? We came to a breaking point. Kadosh Baruch Hu had to take us out of Egypt. And then since then, he's been weaning us off miracles. Right? So we had 10 things and split the sea. Then when we go into Eretz Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu splits again, right? What does he do then? He just stops the river on one side and lets the other just continue flowing. Right? And then instead of like hail coming down from the sky, it's just gonna be like some rocks. And then like instead of like darkness, we're just gonna like the sun is gonna stay up for a little longer, right? Like it's like all the miracles just like fade away. And when do we say Al Anisim? On Chanukah and Purim. Not on Pesach.
Instead of crushing it.
Ah, that's not a miracle. That's not called a miracle. Because a miracle is a nes. Nes. What's a nes? We say it in davening. What's a nes? This is a flag.
Rava says, even
right?
If you didn't
so, really, no says, is to be elevated, right? To be a flag that's being, right? Called Giv'a Ram Benisa. Ram Benisa, Gadol Benora, right? There's an elevation. Ah, the elevation of you. Not the elevation of me. Not that the miracle. Was that Am Yisrael saw the miracle? That's why it says, Az Yishir Moshe Bnei Yisrael. Why did it separate them? Because Am Yisrael sang from one place. They saw a miracle. And Moshe saw, wow, Am Yisrael can walk in and split the sea? We're so gewalt. And the people saw, ah, Hashem split the sea for us. Wow, who cares about us? And 3 minutes later, they're like, Ashe Yish Vashem Bekir Beni Mayin? And Moshe's like, what? What's Hashem Yishir? Don't you? Hashem is Mekirina. Hashem is, of course, Mekirichem. What do you think? You had that crazy audacity to just walk into the ocean and split it. Ah, they perceived it very differently. Very, very differently. There's Tamim. Tamim. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Tamim, Yashar.
Right? Which means it's better for you.
And then there's the. And this is the contrast between where Am Yisrael is headed and the Shevet Amim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lo Kamim Ma'em. Asher Nimgaresh Otam, right? Shem Menachshim, Kosmim, Chashvim. You, Tamim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha. You're going to be Tamim. Avraham Avinu is Tamim. Talech Lefanai V'yeh Tamim. So continues the Maharal and says, V'mar Ki Yesharim Haynu Mishe Bocher La'asot HaYashar Tamid Yishkon Aretz. Person who wants to be Yashar, he's always going to dwell on the land. Why? Because he's not trying to take advantage. Right? Are we trying to know more and more and more about science so we can manipulate the world? So we can change the climate? So we can do whatever we want and then fix the problem because we have enough pills and enough things to relieve ourselves of any consequences? Or do I want to understand the world better so I can be one with it? We're the only creation in the world that is named solely connection to the land. Right? We're learning this on Mamish on Shavua, Kimat Shavua Shechalbo, Tu Bishvat. Holler of the trees. Judaism is filled with agriculture. So much. Right? We've all. Six of all the Torah, Shebaal Peh, has to do with agriculture. Right? I was like, that's it.
It's definitely
what? What is it about?
That we know.
Right? Yeah. And we're called Adama. Adam from the Adama. And Adama and Adam is also called from the same word as imagination. Edame, ledamot, to imagine. Because the Adama is able to take dead things and turn them into something that is now giving forth fruit. And we're able to also take living stuff and turn them into fruit of our imagination. Love, harmony, relationships. Those things don't exist They only exist sometimes in man. Only human beings who have the Adama quality that are able to be medameh. These people are Yesharim Mishchenu Aretz. These people actually get to be in the land and grow like a tree. Like a tree. Ki Adam Eitz Asadeh. But the Bogdim, Ikartu, Bogdim, they get cut off. They're not connected to the land. They're not able to because they're already, they're no longer on a path. But all they are is forced into the narrative that they're stuck in. Right? You know the famous idea in Netiv HaEmet that Sheker is the same letters as Kesher. Why? What's a Kesher?
A knot.
A knot, something bound, binding. When you lie, you're now bound to that narrative. I say that I have a PhD, now I'm bound to that. Because I have a lie that now is not the truth, that doesn't allow me to evolve further, because I'm stuck to something that is now binding me to a past moment in life. And it's only when I say I'm able to be matir, my nether, matir, right? Hatara, to take off that bond, right? That I'm able to now be open to new possibilities. Yes.
It's kind of like avera gureret avera, right?
Yeah.
When you like when you lie, you have to it puts you on a path, right?
Yeah, for sure. Because the yesharim, right, are the yesharim, and then we call the chataim are the people who what miss. Are not, right? Chataim, from the word lachti. Right? Instead of going on the path, you're going off the path. Right?
It's an archery term.
Right? Why is this even a question? So it says in Yesharim, ani mi shebocher la'asot ha'yashar tamid, yishkon aretz. Klamar sheyesh lo akiyum. He has existence. Here. He kiyum. Right? Hashem is, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the soul of the universe. And when you are Yashar, when you are embedded into the universe, you're connected to existence. You exist. You exist. Right? Let's talk about existence for a second. A movie, does it exist? Sorry. What do you mean exists? Right? Like my kids always say. But is it real for real? Right? Barney, is he real for real? Like, he's real. We watch him on television, but he's not real for real, right? He's not for real, real. What is real? How do you understand real? Right? Is it real? Right? I mean, they're real, but are they real? Right? Yasser Arafat, he was real. Is he real for real? Apparently not. He's not here anymore. Nothing stayed of his legacy. Nobody's actually living by his vision. Is the Maharal real? Apparently, we're right now learning him. But is he real for real? That's a good question. How do we understand real? Right? How do we understand something in the past that exists now? Does it exist now? The people who are Yesharim, who are constantly in existence, and they're always here, right? Because a short little Jew from Poland with Pius taught us that all of everything that exists now existed in the time of the Big Bang. And it's just energy that has become mass, and mass that has transformed back into energy. And all the energy is still here. Right? That's the Torah of the Yidden. Everything's or. Vayhi or. That's it. Right? The land has a lot more of a substance than all the other stuff, right? All these things are a lot more shaky than the foundation of the earth. Land, the arts, the reality of arts is forever standing. Meaning that there's this ground of existence, the way we perceive it, is right now within us. That's why we are called Adam, from the Adama. We come from the Adama. We come from the Eretz. The Eretz is the fabric, is the stage on which we perform. Right? Is the tapestry and the on the stage important also? Sure. But it's not the stage. There's a difference. The wind, the fire, the water, they are different sets that are being brought onto the stage. They're not the stage. Right? The famous line that I really like from Rabbi Aaron is that says Judaism is not another book on the shelf. It is the shelf. Right? People want to talk like, oh, there's Judaism, Christianity, there's Islam, there's Hindu. No, Habibi. Let's reiterate. Judaism is the shelf. And Christianity, Islam, some other different ideas are sitting up there, you know. Some other children of Avram that moved out to the east and built an Eastern society based on the Avraham mentality of family, as Chazal taught us about thousands of years ago, right? That all of Asia is just Avram's other children from his other wives. That all the whole culture is just family. ועוד יש דבר בארץ שמורה על נצחיות הארץ מפני הארץ עומדת באמצע כמו הנקודה בעיגול ואינו יוצא לשום קצה מצד המקום מי שאין לו קצה מצד המקום אין לו קצה ותכלית גם כן אל הווייתו The ארץ, the idea of the land is that it's the center. Are you centered? Are you constantly going other places? Hey, Rabbi Nachman is very important to him and Sifri Asod is don't be extreme on any regard. It's just a pendulum swing. You're going to go extreme in one way, just to swing the other way, because zeh l'umadzeh. What's the goal? Be derech ha-melech. Be in the middle. Be in the middle. Don't be kitzoni. Don't be kitzoniyut me'asatan.
Can I take you back for a second?
Take.
Tenua.
Yeah.
Is that movement?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So the more you have movement, the more you have friction, the more you're losing, right? Your entropy level. Your power of movement. Right? Yeah. Right? So but the more you're still, right? The more you have you're retaining your energy you had, right? What, it's the same person talking to each other? Why? Noah Bar Shane is a lot more like the rabbi.
Oh, I hear. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good call. That's a good call.
That's the double gangers.
This is on recording. You get all the good gems. Get a tangent on Segresha, get a tangent on the lookalikes.
That's why some chaburas I don't want to do in the base. Some chaburas I think are going to be better. That was my contemplation over the summer. The conference room is good, but it's missing.
Is this the makom for this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got to put it in my Google.
Did I not write it on any other group that it's going to be in the paper?
I don't read.
It's my bad. So, say that.
Gil's Tomim. He just, there's a Chavruta probably now. Right. Go check it out.
Right. Baby Josh, yep.
So, we're going to skip the next paragraph. So it's not by chance that we have this beged and boged, but we're going to come back to that later. Vayashar! Gamken in unote lakate. The person who's yashar, the person who's straightforward, he's not going to any extreme. He's not trying to manipulate, he's not trying to get ahead, he's not trying to take shortcuts. Shortcuts are illusion. Right? Anybody who wants any, and spoke about this a lot, and Maral speaks a lot about this in Ativa Osher, about anybody who wants anything for free is actually doing bad to himself. Kain Avram, who went a lot through Avram, who never wanted anything for free. He didn't want anything for free. Chas v'shalom that I should take free from the people, from the loot of the thing. I want a relationship. Right? Gehinom is Gehinam. Gehinam Chazal said. Gehinam, the valley of lack of relationship. And Gan Eden, the Garden of Eden, is a garden. Integration. Growing from.
Eden?
Well, Eden is a different explanation, but Gan, the garden, right? It's a garden. It's a first, right? What's the difference between the garden of Eden and the valley of freedom? But the idea is that Gehenna is a freedom. I want everything free. The more I can get, and the less I need to work, the better. But a true person who's looking to be yashar v'tamim, chas v'shalom, I don't want anything for free. So ne matanot yichye. You want to kill me? Right, Rav Huna, they bring him a present. He's like, you want to kill me? He says, so ne matanot yichye. Why give me presents? I don't want a present. Huh? So they're like, fine, so teach us Torah. He's like, okay, I'll teach you Torah that's worthy of this exchange. Right, it's like, I don't want anything for free. כי כך ראוי להם, אשר הם הישרים והתמימים, גם כן אינם יוצאים אל שום קצה, רק נשארים בתומתם, ואינם יוצאים בתחבולה מן התמימות גם כן. They're not trying to use manipulation to get ahead, and this is something very, very crucial in the Maharal's language, is כי כך הוא ראוי להם. He uses this a lot. כך הוא ראוי לו. ראוי, what is ראוי? What's ra'ui? What? Right. Like this. Right. This is not from seeing. Right. There is a sense of seeing, but this is what belongs to you. This is not something that you had to conquer. Something that is magia lecha, ra'ui lecha. Right. Right. And David HaMelech said, David HaMelech ha'ya ra'ui lo tochet. Right? He's not deserving of this. He didn't do anything that he deserved this. The person is ra'uilo, says this is the natural way I've been going in life. This is going to come to me. I didn't have to go towards it. I didn't need it. And I'm not trying to conquer it or manipulate it.
What?
I am just
not remarried.
This is coming to me. Right? This is ra'uilo. The yisharim, ra'uilahem. Asher hem yisharim v'tumim gam ken yotzim el shum katzeh. ונשארים, right? ונשארים ואינם יוצאים בתחבולה מן עצמימות. הם יותורו בה כפי מידתם. Then they stay there. Because a person who's living on this world, in this world, he's constantly trying to manipulate this world, then he's now created a contrast where he's in battle with the world. There's a famous thing we say in davening. We say in davening, v'nafshika afar lechotie, right? That people who curse me, my soul should be one that is silent. V'nafshi kafar lechotia, and it will be like the dirt. So Reb Nachman says, what do you mean, like the dirt? So like we step on the dirt all day, and the dirt just laughs, says, you're stepping on me all day. It's just a matter of like a blink of an eye, 70 years till I just eat you up. Yeah, you can step on me for now. You're living for such a short period of time, you don't get it. So the people who are trying to constantly step on the dirt, starting trying to constantly take, conquer, and be and manipulate. They're out. It's a matter of time until they're gone. But the people who are never trying to be on top of, but be integrated within, and as long as the land's here, they're here. Yutruba. As long as the land's here, they're here. The Tamimim, they're here. Abram Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, they're here. In every fiber of their being, they're here. Right? Because they never tried to manipulate the land. But Paro? Paro just lives in the museum in London. That doesn't exist. Haman? I mean, science says we have no artifacts of Haman ever existing. Yeah, you're right. According to you, Haman never existed, right? Haman never existed. Yeah. Nobody existed. Just Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Right? Like that's the essence of what kind of a life are you living? An Esavian life of trying to constantly conquer and control and take and manipulate? Or are you a Yaakov who's able to say, Yeshli Kol, I have, who can ever say I have all? Only a person who sees himself as part of the all. Right? I have everything I need. Right? And I need everything I have. That's why I can go back for Pachim Ketanim. I can put my life at risk to get these little tiny jugs of oil. Because if I have them, then I need them. And if I don't have them, then I don't need them. The fact that I lost them means I have to go find them. So am I living a life where I'm constantly trying to manipulate? Where I'm trying to guess? Where I'm trying to be a necromancer? I'm trying to take control? Because there's seven Amamim. There's the seven nations that God kicks them out of the world, out of the land, because they can't live in the land, because they're not connected to the land. But the land of Bris, the land of Eretz Yisrael, the land of Yisrael, the land that demands you to be straightforward, to be true. The land of people can dwell in it. And if not, then they're gone. If you're constantly trying to get an edge on, how can I manipulate the situation? Everything's a two-way faucet. Try to grab from here, just gonna go out the other window. That's it. See one.